with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is yours.
Get ready to have your day turned around.
Life can be so sweet.
Unless you're having a great day. We're not going to turn it into a lousy day. Feel free to sing along. This is sort of my Friday.
With those blues on the rain.
But I'm not afraid. Because this rover.
This rover.
Like the doctor said, the day you were born, it's going to get ugly.
Crossed over.
Oh. That was mean.
Sometimes when I'm in meetings with Mike Dorsey, I turn on my phone recorder just because I don't think people would believe the nasty things he says to me.
Yeah,
that's an example. I recorded that from a meeting we had. He's always saying hurtful things. Good afternoon and welcome to the last day of January 2014. Anno Domini.
January.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Warm for January.
You know what? I need some time off.
It really flew by.
No, I need some. You know what I need? I need some long weekends. I need a couple of 3-day weekends.
Our trip to Mexico was awesome.
Yeah, we just got back. Last day of July. It's a J thing. I get confused on the J month. Yeah, it has nothing to do with being old. It's just something else. So the last day of July, 2014, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. And boy, do we have a show planned for you. The answer to that is no, we don't. We never do. But that'll change because just things will happen. People will call. You'll call, and you'll say something, and it'll give us a topic, and we'll talk about it, and we'll stretch it and get as much out of it as we can. So before you know it, 3 hours is over, and we haven't done anything except let you do the show. We generally start like this with what we call the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Probably the biggest contributor to the Burke segment, no offense, Dan, but this man comes through almost every time for us. He is Eon the Peon. Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First thing, I would thought I would warn some people out there.
Warning!
That may be online daters. I saw the story the other day. This is they're calling it a sextortion scam.
Sextortion?
Uh-oh.
Yes. And what is happening...
Can I stop you because I just thought of a brilliant idea? You know, they have dating sites for farmers. They have dating sites
for Christians,
right. For Jewish people. Potato growing people. Tater dater.
Oh, man.
Where potato farmers get together.
That is
taterdater.com.
I think
I have. I do. Go ahead.
So what this is, somebody, you know, online dating sites have profiles and things like that. So what these scammers are doing, they're setting up a profile. I would assume, I think in most cases, they set up a profile as a woman. And then they, you know, put feelers out. They start connecting with other guys on this dating website. They convince these guys to send a picture of themselves, usually their junk or something.
And these aren't really
pictures.
Women?
No, these are scammers that are doing this. And then what happens after this guy, this unsuspecting gentleman, sends his junk picture to this person?
And how did it ever get called junk?
I don't know.
Because if you're really well endowed and decent looking, it wouldn't be junk.
I don't know. I don't know.
You're not really sending this to who you think you're sending it to.
Right. And then what happens is these scammers send a message back to this person saying, I'm a detective with the police department, and you have just sent your photo to an underage girl.
Uh-oh.
So now what you have to do
pay a fine.
Enroll in this program where nothing, you know, to not get any public...
No record.
Not to make it public.
You have to be registered as a sex offender.
Yeah, so they're getting these guys. I don't know what city this is in, but it's mostly in, I think, in New York so far. Oh, South Florida. South Florida. Because they're using real detectives' names of South Florida law enforcement people. So, you know, I guess you Google the name, go, this really is a detective. And so over 100 people so far have been scammed out of between $500 and $1,500.
Look, here's my take on this. If you send pictures of your wiener,
right,
you deserve to get scammed.
That's stupid.
You're stupid for doing that. So whatever happens to you, you kind of deserve it.
Right.
Don't send pictures of your wiener to people.
That's a good tip, I would say.
Yeah. Good tip.
Which is what some people have said when they looked at some of the pictures, I'm sure.
So be forewarned. The next couple things I have are a couple.
Wait, you have two contributions?
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Wow, what a team player.
I'm not finished yet.
What a team player.
I have two pieces of audio to play.
Okay.
The first, I'm sure you heard of the story the other day, UCLA campus getting flooded by that huge water main break.
Yes.
You see any pictures of that?
35,000 gallons a minute.
Yeah.
They lost in the drought.
Their basketball court was under, you know, underwater, and yeah, some of the footage was pretty amazing. People were like surfing down stairways. It looked like waterfalls everywhere. Just so ABC7, I guess, is out in Southern California, and they got had by somebody, of course. Once again, not very good screening efforts on the.
Is this a Baba Booey thing?
No, this is not a Baba Booey. But let's see if you can pick up what the. Here we go.
Okay.
We do have a DWP spokesperson now on the phone, Louis Slungpew. I hope I pronounced the last name correctly.
Slungpew.
Wait.
I just learned Slungpew.
Oh, thank you very much. What can you tell us about this? Or is it something you've ever seen before like this?
Well, it appears that we have a water main that broke, and the apparent cause of the water main that broke was, it's coming in time from our troops on the ground. Basically, that a couple of college students might have sent down a cherry bomb down the toilet.
What? Oh. Can you say that again? You think somebody sent a cherry bomb down the toilet?
Yeah, we try to put on seminars, you know, yearly, explaining how dangerous it is to send any kind of explosives down a plumbing drain. But, you know, that's what is coming back to us. You know, we had a pressure break around sunset, and the cherry bomb must have popped through the top of the pipe and just blew the bottom right out of it.
Well, is this something that happens because of the UCLA campus and kids playing around, or is it the high school campus, or do you know the source?
Right now, we're still on the investigation phase. It seems that the break might have come somewhere around the Park Pavilion area, one of the locker rooms. It was either a cherry bomb or someone took a really large dump, you know?
That is an incredible... So, are you 100% sure about that? Is that
We lost him.
I'm sorry.
We lost him.
What did he call himself? Something Slungpew.
Louis Slungpew.
She goes, Slungpew.
Slungpew, and he goes, no. Slungpew.
And I can't believe after he said somebody took a large dump, she just kept on with it like she didn't get it. We lost him. No, the people in the booth cut him off because you were too stupid, Missy. Oh. Wow.
I love those. Those are great.
I do too.
And then the last thing I have, we've heard these trends before. Teenagers nowadays are trying to come up with anything stupid to do, and dangerous. Yes, and this is another one of those cases. It's called the fire challenge. And I'll play this news report here.
It is a dangerous trend. Some teenagers are setting themselves on fire on purpose, often as part of a dare.
That sounds great.
The Lexington Fire Department says a 15-year-old Lexington boy tried it today. ABC 36's Amber Krisk is live in our studio. She spoke to him. She has our details in the top story tonight at 11.
It's a fire challenge that is making its way around social media, and some teens all over the country have tried it. They are pouring rubbing alcohol on themselves and setting it on fire. Today was the first known case in Lexington, according to firefighters.
Idiot.
I spoke with a 15-year-old this afternoon. He didn't want his identity to be shown.
No kidding.
But he wanted to warn others to not do this challenge. The video you are about to see shows other teens trying the challenge, and it might be disturbing to some.
What's going on?
It's a dangerous challenge that could potentially be deadly. And this 15-year-old, he's suffering from his actions.
I don't even know how to describe it. It's like unbearable.
Yeah, no
this
kidding.
Afternoon, firefighters were called to this home on Appian Way. The boy was rushed to the hospital, where he suffered from second-degree burns. He says he saw someone else do it on Facebook and was curious.
Just watching it and never seeing what ended and just being childish.
The boy says he knows childish. It could have been a lot worse.
I mean, you can get caught on fire and die. Your house can get caught on fire. Wherever you're at can get caught on fire.
Wherever you are.
A local counselor says teens think that nothing ever goes wrong in these videos.
They also have a sense of invincibility that nothing bad will happen.
But she says parents can help their children from making these poor decisions.
How? Help kids at an early age work through and process through problem solving. Do some problem solving
what?
Early on in their life.
What?
About how to make good decisions.
That'll do it.
There's nothing good that comes out of a long life. You can live with this the rest of your life with these burns.
There are scars this teen will always be reminded of, but he hopes others will learn from his mistake.
I just want to warn all those kids and teenagers watching the videos to not do it and to stop it. Because if you don't see the ending, it probably means something bad, or it's probably fake.
Hey,
the teen's doctor tells him he will probably have some scarring, and the bandages have to stay on for at least a week. Reporting in the studio, Amber Kriska, ABC 36 News.
All right, let me ask you a question. If I did the news, if I decide to go into TV and do the news, what would be so wrong with saying, as a newscaster, something like, it seems that some teenage idiots have decided that catching themselves on fire is somehow some sort of fun game. Here's a moron that we interview. What would be so wrong with that?
You know what? You would be the number one rated news.
You bet. You absolutely bet. And here's another thing. If you want to be the number one local news, let's start showing some cleavage on some of these. We've got a couple of hot babes in this town. There's no cleavage ever. Yet Fox News, the number one rated news channel, has legs and cleavage all over the place and brains. So Sandy and Kristen and Alyssa and Cindy, all of you, show a little cleavage. Your ratings will go up. You need to be the first to do it, and the viewers will tell other viewers, hey, you got to watch her. Boy, she's got a very clean. It'll work. I'm telling you, it'll work. And the same thing that Dan just said, if the newscasters would start referring to people like this as stupid, moronic idiots, I would watch that news.
Oh, yeah, I would too.
Because that's absolutely what they are. And the fact that some numbskull kid has to even say, oh, don't do that. Don't,
right.
Don't what? Don't
you can light catch yourself on fire and you can die and your home can get caught on fire.
Now, is there anything anybody watching that going, whew, I didn't know
or
that.
Wherever you're at,
everywhere,
can be caught
wherever
on fire.
You're at, you can catch on fire. Don't do it. Holy cow, how do people get that stupid? That's beautiful.
I don't know.
The parents can show them at a young age.
Wouldn't you be, if that was your kid, wouldn't you be humiliated that the world would know your kid?
No, they didn't. They didn't show his face. He didn't want to be identified.
Well, people that live there knew who it was.
Oh, yeah.
They knew.
Well,
people at the hospital, word spread.
The only one with bandages on him at
school. Hey,
the
Thompson kid came in here. He tried to light himself on fire. What an idiot. Oh, they know. The town knows. Wow. I know it's maybe wrong, but I actually can't feel. But when I hear, oh, a young man died because he surfed on the hood of a car 70 miles an hour, I don't feel too bad about that. An idiot. When you're an idiot, stuff happens.
And there's always kids. There were kids when we grew up that were like that. Kids, when my daughter grew up, their kids, they're going to be like that forever.
But not that lit themselves on fire.
No, not lit themselves on fire. I've
just
never heard of that.
It's escalating. Every day it's something.
The only kind of dangerous thing that I ever remember doing was we went through a phase with our bicycles where we built ramps. Did you ever
do
that? And you
jump
ramp like Evel Knievel. And so some kid would lie down and you'd ramp jump over him. And then two kids and three kids. And you'd see how many kids can I jump over. And then it's a certain point, boom, it lands on a kid. The bike lands on it. That's about as bad as it got.
Yeah.
But we're also in a room with somebody that caught a couch on fire. Isn't that right, Dan?
Yes.
It is true.
Now, I don't remember that story. How'd that happen?
Oh, you don't?
Was that from lighting your own
gas? Lighting our own gaseous outbursts. And we were talking about that, and someone had never seen that. So when you have someone in the room that has never seen that,
then you have to do
it.
Well, of course you do.
You go, oh, my goodness. And like, okay, the first one that has a feeling of one. And
I believe we actually have the audio of you, the gas escaping, and then the explosion when you lit it. Do we have that, Peon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because one of the things that Dan did as a kid, he goes, I'm going to keep this for all time.
Yeah,
I'll
taped
record
everything.
It. He recorded it. Here is the audio from 19, when was this? 19?
Oh, it had to be
70s.
4, 75, somewhere in there.
Now, Dan had just said, hey, watch this, and here's what happened.
The cop is on fire!
You can hear him in the background saying the couch is on fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flame kind of went down, and they had terry cloth on the couch, you know, like terry cloth, like
he
runners.
He used to work here, didn't he?
No, that's another guy.
Terry cloth. Terry cloth runners on the couch, and I got up, and everybody goes, the couch is on fire. So we put the couch out and flipped the cushions
and
over and left.
Wow, Dan, you're the coolest.
Yeah. That was great. We also, my friend and I, Corky Corzine, who's no longer with us, but we were, remember those, it looked like webs on trees, and it was those worms or whatever the heck?
Yeah, those bagworms.
Yeah, and we had those on one of our trees in my backyard when I was a kid, and Corky and I decided that we were going to go ahead and dump some gasoline on this thing.
By the way, this might be the all-time best kid growing up buddy name in the world, Corky Corzine.
Yeah, Corky.
It's out of a book or something.
I know.
It's perfect.
So we were going to burn these things off of the tree, and we weren't even thinking, right? And Corky was holding the gas can and pouring a little gas on it. I lit those
Dan was one of those kids we're talking about.
I know. Well, we weren't trying to catch each other on fire, but I lit that the web, and the flame shot, while Corky was holding the can, shot into the can, burst the can on fire, and so we had a big old fire in my backyard.
Is that why he's dead now?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
No.
Could have killed him. Wow.
No. We
did you ever spray
things.
Charcoal lighter fluid on a charcoal grill and have it run up the stream?
Yes.
I've had that happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's a scary deal.
No. Yeah, yeah. That sounds scary.
Anything else?
No, I'm finished.
Right. Dan, did you have anything?
I did. I was watching the Cardinal game last night.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a good story. All right. I guess we can close. Oh, there's more.
Yeah, there's more. The San Diego Padres. Remember, we found out Freddie Freeman really exists.
There's a real Freddie Freeman?
Yeah, there's a real Freddie Freeman.
Is he a pitcher?
No,
he's first baseman.
First baseman.
Atlanta Braves.
And last night, there was a ground ball hit to, I believe it's the Padres' second baseman, and they go, Jerko picks up the ball. That's his last name. Jerko. Jed Jerko.
Wow, I wonder if he ever got teased in school.
I thought, Jerko. Wow. So that was all I had. His name's, so listen for that. A San Diego Padre, I think it's second baseman. His name's Jerko.
What a great name.
I know.
We can shut her down, I think. We can close. Now, we have a bunch of calls here, and I didn't give out the numbers, so I feel bad if I don't at least take a couple, then we'll take our first break. We let screen around here. Let's see who we got here. 314-969. I don't have to give them. We got a lot of calls already. And then we'll pick up and take the rest after we take our first break. As I wait, oh, there's the first name on the screen. That would be Jerry. Jerry, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you guys? I'm AM and a PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, that silly kid, the illiterate one that set himself on fire.
Right.
Did you guys see the rest of the story where he got arrested for it?
Oh, here it comes. No, here it comes. This is a joke.
Firearms?
Yeah. No, truthfully, he did.
And what was the charge?
Yeah, you already know it, Frank.
What was it?
Brandishing a firearm.
I believe that's what you just said. Firearms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, what did we just learn?
Oh, he's out of here.
Yeah, he's gone. He's running. He's running for his life.
Exit stage left.
Hello, Stan.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I get most of my news information from your station.
Yeah.
As it should be.
It is the truth, because most of I watch TV, it's all the gang-related, who got shot or whatever.
Right.
But last Thursday, when I got home, I can't remember if it was early or late, went on a float trip with my son, and it's not, I want to call them out, it wasn't Channel 2, 4, 11, but they had a story on how dogs can get jealous if you're petting another dog.
This is a new story?
Yep.
Wow. That's hard hitting.
Yeah, I was like, are you serious?
That's hard hitting news.
There's just so much lack, it seems like so much lack of common sense in this world that, and I want everybody out there listening to know, you can't blame the guy reading the news.
No, you can't.
He's reading a teleprompter, he don't know what's coming up, usually.
But you know
what? The saddest part is, though, I heard that story, that there was actually a funded study that would, a clinical study that
we paid for.
That, yeah, you know, taxpayers, whoever paid for, to find out that dogs actually get jealous when.
Thank you. I completely forgot about
unbelievable.
That.
Unbelievable. You know what, though, Stan? You can fault the state. Maybe not the reader, but if I were on TV doing the news and that they put that in front of me to kind of run through, I'd go, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? You really want me to read this story? This is not news.
Yeah,
but I guess they can't do that.
That's a 50-50 risk there. You could be the most popular person in the world or
fired.
Disappear.
Or unemployed. Absolutely. Thank you, Stan.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye.
I'm having a good day already. I'm having a good day because these phones lit up right away. When there are no phone calls, if that ever happens, I've told you before, folks, we're out of here. The show's over, so keep them lit up. It's lit up now, way down at the very right. That's the. There's one line into this studio designated specifically for John Landoff. He has a phone in his office. The only person that could call in on this line is
the hotline.
It's the John Landoff. It's JLH, the John Landoff hotline, and it was just lit up. I punched it. Sure enough, there he is, John.
It's like
Landoff.
The bad phone.
It's kind of like the bad
phone. You didn't burn your hand when you touched that button, did you? Because
nope.
It's the hot phone, hotline.
Nope, it is kind of like the bad phone. How you doing?
I'm so glad you asked me. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Doing great. We're very, very busy. We always are on the last day of the month, and we're going to stay here as late as the wonderful, unbelievable, very good-looking AM and the PM crowd would love to keep us here this evening.
Thanks for not calling them amazing. I'm so tired of that word. Thanks for not saying they're amazing.
What about awesome? How about people say, oh,
that's another one. That's another one.
Awesome, awesome.
Overdone.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
The big Midwest.
No, Dan, we're not
I got
making
a buddy of mine from Iowa. List. Everything's awesome. Awesome. Yeah.
Now, what was that? You had a message coming in?
Yeah, that was from the, matter of fact, that was from the White House. I can't tell you what it's about.
Whoa.
White House.
Now, there's that duck
laugh.
Hey,
listen, you're not the only one connected, buddy, okay? I'm just telling you.
Thanks for doing that duck laugh again. Play him back that laugh he just did. Listen, this is you just now laughing. That's
okay.
Great laugh.
That's enough of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's enough of that stuff. But so how are you?
You know what? I for no real reason, I'm in a great mood today, and I'm never in a really great mood. I'm just in a good mood today, and I don't know why. I wish if I could figure it out, I'd try to duplicate it. But I'm just in a good mood today. I can't explain it. Nothing has happened.
You have no idea why you're in a good mood?
No.
Because
I'm usually not.
Are you in a good mood the majority of the time?
No, absolutely not. Not. I'm usually not in a good mood.
Why?
I don't know. We have never been able to figure this out.
Really?
I think it started.
I'm always in a good mood.
I think it started on my wedding date. I think that's the day I started to get into a bad mood.
That's just so false. Because I see
it's not false.
Gaze into the eyes.
Oh, goodness. You've seen me gaze into Mimi's eyes. You've never seen me gaze into my wife's eyes.
Oh, yes, you do. And you guys just laugh and giggle.
Not at each other.
Huh?
Not at each other.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't think my stuff is funny. No.
One time we were all going out, and we walked in, to one of the cubbies at Annie Guns, and you were just arguing about nothing, about something.
Yeah, we were arguing.
And we walk in, we're like going, hey, hi, sorry we're a little late, and you both go, hey, hold on, we're not done yet.
No, we're arguing. That's what we do. We argue.
Kept on arguing, and then when you finish, you're like, okay, that's good, we're done.
That's mostly what we do. Is
but
we argue.
Like it was entertaining.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. I'm tired of it. Not entertaining for me.
You just love her so much.
Who's that?
Your wife. Yes, you do. Oh, you're unbelievable. But just great. So I'm pulling in this morning. And literally,
yeah, that's a lot better than if you said, I'm pulling out this morning. See, that would have been a whole different story.
Yes, different scenario.
Totally right, different scenario.
Let me obviously rephrase this.
No, you're pulling in this morning.
Get off track.
You're pulling into work.
Get off track or anything.
Pulling into work this morning.
I'd be talking about something so very serious, and all of a sudden, of course, I get interrupted.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Amazing.
Go right ahead.
You're not really sorry, but that's okay.
No, I'm not.
So as I was driving to the dealership and then pulling into the, or attempting to pull into this award-winning service department, cars were backed up. You know, I have my service manager, Bruce Weiner, out there. I have all these, you know, great employees and teammates of Long Enough Chevrolet trying to guide people. And here comes some young guy, you know, in the Pontiac Grand Am. He decided to pull into our service, our entrance, our main entrance to the dealership. There are literally, there's 15 cars. And he was going to do a U-turn. So he pulled in just to try to U-turn. Well, I couldn't pull in. Suddenly, I've got 7 or 8 or 9 cars behind me. Then there's another car, you know, and I'm going eastbound on Dunn Road to pull in. Then there's a westbound. There's 7 or 8 cars. And I just roll my window down, and I'm like, I'm directing traffic from my beautiful 2015 Tahoe, telling the westbound cars to stop. I'm motioning to this young guy. I'm like, okay, get out of here. And then I'm on the phone calling people for help. Well, who pulls in to buy his third vehicle of the year, the Hall of Fame shortstop, a great friend, like a brother to me, and a son to my father, Ozzie Smith.
Never heard of him.
Ozzie Smith?
I'm kidding.
Earl Osborne, the greatest, one of the greatest human beings. And then, well, that just really screws things up, because now all of a sudden he is like a gathering. There's people all around him, want to take pictures. He thinks it's the funniest thing he's ever seen. He goes, here the guy is that owns the place. He can't even get into his own business because there's so much traffic. So, first of all, thank you to those that were so patient, if you're listening. I actually had to get out and help. My man, Herb Shanklin, who's been with me 21 years, he grabbed my vehicle. Of course, Jack Blackwater Jack's in the back of the Tahoe going like, hey, John, what's going on?
Is that how the dog talks?
What are you doing?
Hey, John.
Talks like John Hadley.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, John, what's up, bro?
He sounds like John Hadley.
Hey, listen, dude. Hey, dude, let's go hunt some ducks, dude.
Hey, Dick, what's going on? What's going on, Travis, dude?
Hey, John, let's get going. I gotta go to the bathroom, you know? But,
I gotta go to the bathroom. I get jealous when you pet another dog. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't talk about.
Hey, my red thing's out.
Hold on.
I wish my dog.
Hold on, John, hold on. We have to apologize for what Dan just said. And you didn't hear it, and I'm glad you didn't. Dan always does this.
I'm
whenever the topic of a dog comes up, Dan just said,
you know why dogs lick themselves?
Dan, everybody knows this joke. Everybody.
No, because they can't make a fist with their paw.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Edit that out. Oh. Edit that out.
That is not funny.
No, it's not, John. Thank you.
I mean, that is not funny.
I bet the general manager, Mike Dorsey, is getting calls right now, complaints.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened
complaints.
To me.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we could talk one of the Dorseys into buying a car from me, huh? I mean,
good luck.
Nice segue.
I gave Mark Moser a couple of business cards. I'm like, hey, why don't you hand these to them and see if possibly they could bust loose of a few bucks and buy, I mean, a Chevy Spark. I mean, heck, those are only like 11.9. So come on in, Mark and the Matt, right?
Yeah.
What are they driving?
I don't know.
I'll find out. I'm going to find out. Hire
a private investigator.
I'll just drive over there and ask. I'll call them.
Wait till they come out from work and see what they get in.
Yeah.
It's amazing when someone's in here to sell us something. And after the introductions, and we talk a little bit about what they have to sell us, whether it's marketing, whether it's, you know, a vendor, whether it's some system, you know, it's a tool. You'll say, hey, I'll say, what did you drive here? What did you drive up in? What are you driving? And they give you the look away. You know when people just look and then they look away?
Girls give me that.
What?
Girls give me that. Young girls. I get the look away from them.
Are they giggling?
No, they're disgusted usually. Oh, man.
No, you're not.
Here's the dilemma.
Here's
the dilemma for somebody who runs a radio station. You've got 15 car dealers on the air, and you can't buy 15 cars. So I guess they try to do business with, I don't know, whoever spends the most money, I don't know, or whoever's been on the longest. I don't know the answer. I don't know how you solve that problem.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, Don't they have an extended family? Do they have friends? Do they have friends, don't they?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is some salesman.
He never lets up. He doesn't. He doesn't let up. There's enough. There are enough family members. First of all, those Dorseys. There are about 68 of them, and yeah, that's enough to go around for all the dealers.
68.
All the dealers.
So I want to shout out to just an unbelievable gentleman that recalled me the other day. He had just a little bit of an unpleasant experience with getting his brand new Chevy Traverse washed, and he didn't like how it looked. And when I met Robert Louis Stevenson. That's his real name.
Get out of here.
A great voice. Grew up in the city. You know, talking to him on the phone, I told Ashley in service, he's going to be here at 3 o'clock. I'm like, I've talked with this gentleman. He will be here at 3 o'clock. If anything, he might be here at 2:58. But he will not be here at 3:05 or 3:10. He was here right at a minute or two before 3, and Ashley Lawrence went out and said, "Hi, you must be Bob Stevenson." Well, he loved that. He was dressed in a nice suit, you know, didn't have a ton of shirt, and just, you know, I took the guy for literally, Mr. Stevenson, for mid-60s, maybe 68 or 69, 82.
Whoa.
82 years of age, had a grip like a bear. I mean, just a great looking, still works out 3 times a week. And just, you know, suddenly I'm like, here's someone I met on the phone, you know, on a Monday, had him come up on Tuesday. And I'd like to be able to say that I can call Mr. Robert Louis Stevenson a friend. He's just a great guy. We're going to stay in touch. He knew my dad from way back when. And he said, you know what? I know how you run your business. Something happened that I don't think you probably agree with. You know, we got 125 people. We're not perfect. I want to know. Someone, if you have a little bit of this, if it's something that, you know, it just kind of rubbed you wrong, call me. You know, and I will call you back. It might not be within a minute or two, but I will get back in touch with you. And as I always do, get you in my office. Let's talk. Let's make sure that we keep you a very happy, very satisfied Johnny Londoff customer and a repeat customer. You know, a lot of dealerships out there, they kind of want to do a one hit and you're done. And well, that's not our way. That's why we've been in business now going 75 years in St. Louis. 18, isn't it?
Hey, speaking of repeat business, Pete Repeat was sitting on the fence. Pete fell off. Who was left?
You know, I'm being very serious. I mean, this was like, there are probably some listeners right now maybe tearing up a little bit. You're telling a joke. I mean, this was just, you know, taking a guy that I met, you know, on the phone, and I said, I can't wait to meet this guy. And I told him, seriously, I said, this is what I love about my business. Not only do I love automobiles, but getting to meet somebody almost every day. And ended up calling them a friend and a great acquaintance, just and a great customer.
Why would they tear up over that? Nobody's tearing up over that. That's not a sad story.
You don't know. It was a beautiful story. It wasn't sad. It was a beautiful story about a great guy that comes in and just wanted, you know, and here he was thanking me so much. And I'm like, oh, thank you, you know.
All right, you're right. That's a great story.
You know, you're just callous, you know.
I am.
You're a callous. Yeah. I thought you were having a good day. I thought you were in a good mood.
I am. I'm having a fantastic day. Mainly just because nothing bad has happened yet. That's a good day to me. When nothing really horrible happens, that's a good day.
It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. All right? All right, so listen, we're here as late as your unbelievable AM and the PM crowd would love to keep us here tonight. But we're looking at 6:37, 7:30, 8 o'clock. You tell us, we will be here. Give us a call. The phones will shut down at 6, but you can still get through by going through the prompt. So 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. That's 837-1800. Londoff.com, 24/7/365.
We're going to send you more business than you can even handle.
Promise?
Yeah.
You know what? That was heartfelt.
It was.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Hi, John.
Much.
Take it easy.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank goodness that time he didn't say love me or something. It's so uncomfortable. Maybe he's put an end to that. We are going to take a break and come back, and I see the phones are ringing. Let me give the numbers one more time. We got time for a couple calls when we come back. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And, of course, this is the Big 550.
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550, KTRS.
Some things everyone can agree on. Missouri's roads, bridges, and highways are in desperate need of repair. Built more than half a century ago, they are deteriorating, putting our safety at risk, making it harder for first responders to keep our families safe. On August 5th, we can vote to invest in our roads, make them safer for every Missourian. If we vote yes on Amendment 7, food, medicine, rent, and utilities will be excluded, and every penny will be spent on critical transportation projects only, protected by law, written into our Constitution, ensuring that our roads, highways, and bridges get the attention they need, and creating thousands of new jobs. That's why Amendment 7 is supported by emergency first responders such as firefighters and paramedics, along with the Missouri State Troopers Association and citizens from all across the state. Missouri agrees. On August 5th, let's vote yes on Amendment 7, keeping families safe and Missouri moving. Paid for by Missourians for Safe Transportation and New Jobs Incorporated. Bill McKenna, Treasurer.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido? If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-900-1838. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-900-1838. That's 1-800-900-1838.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
All right, we're going to see how the roadways look right now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks a lot, Dan. We got a report of an accident on northbound 270 at Gravois, another one, Tesson Ferry at Mattis. We've got heavy traffic coming into St. Louis from Illinois. Westbound 5570 was slowing from 4th Street up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you've got stop-and-go traffic. The usual spots, Hampton to McCausland, 270 through Mason. Looks a little heavy around the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 stacks up now east of McDonald through New Florissant. And on southbound 255, that stretch between 270 and Horseshoe Lake Road, and that construction pretty slow there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time to get a jump on summer. It's time to start thinking about your deck. It's time to start thinking about outdoor living. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. If you want to trust somebody with your deck, it's Outdoor Living. Now, they also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of their decking materials used for the projects, so you get professional-grade material for sale at contractor prices. Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, and mildew resistance, and it comes in 17 different colors. So this summer, how's your deck holding up? Time to get a new one? Time to replace it? Time to check out Outdoor Living. Big Bend and Highway 44 in Kirkwood, right across the street from Quick Trip. Big Bend and I-44 Outdoor Living or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com.
Trust. It's difficult to earn and easily lost. The law offices of Carmody McDonald have been building trust since 1981 by serving their clients as a valued counselor and a champion of their goals. Carmody McDonald's attorneys provide legal services addressing virtually every realm of corporate and individual needs. For premium quality yet cost-effective legal services, trust Carmody McDonald, rooted in tradition, sustained by talent. For more, go to CarmodyMcDonald.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
The Battery, modern-day fire, powering everything from remote-control cars to the car in your garage. So when your car battery is reaching the end of the line, or you're wondering whether it is, stop by Advance Auto Parts. We'll test your old one for you, free of charge. And if you purchase a new Autocraft battery, we'll install it for free. Only if you'd like us to, of course. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I think I know this. I think I know this song. See if I get this right. I like it. Are there going to be any vocals?
I think so.
Wayne Newton. That's Wayne Newton. Yeah. There's no mistaking the voice of Wayne Newton. Off to the phones we go. We have two gyms back to back. It's a gym twin spin. This gym has been holding longer than the other gym. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, it's kind of tying in Johnny Landoff Chevrolet with your first story about your stupidity.
Okay.
Being stupid. I was, about, I don't know, early 20s. I had my first Chevy Nova 2.
Oh, I remember the Nova 2. My algebra teacher had a Nova 2.
And one day, close to 4th of July, we decided to have a bottle rocket war.
Uh-oh.
In a parking lot. Yeah, uh-oh. And we all used our cars as little shields.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, a couple of bottle rockets made their way into my back seat, burned out my whole back end of my car.
Oh, my God.
Shooting at each other.
Wow.
Not the most brightest thing I've ever done.
First of all, how old were you?
Probably early 20s, late teens, early 20s.
See, late teens, early, to me, my car was everything. I mean, the last thing I would have done.
Well, this was a junk car, and I didn't get my license until I was 18.
Okay.
And it was, you know, I bought it from an aunt from a friend. It wasn't in the greatest shape.
Yeah, you probably
I should have protected it better.
Probably
doing
the car a favor by burning it up.
Probably.
Yeah, an excuse to get another one.
Yeah, but that was pretty stupid.
Yep, I would agree. But hey, you're not stupid now.
No, I'm not.
All right, you're obviously not because you're AM and the PM. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and now the other Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I hope that guy wasn't talking about high school being in the algebra class. Anyway, I was telling Dan this morning, you were talking about how a day can be going so good and then all of a sudden turn around and go bad.
Correct.
There was a thing on, I think it was CNN, I don't know, Wolf Blitzer was doing the other side of this stuff. But this kid, about 25 years old, had been pulled over by a trooper, had the dash cam on, all this kind of stuff. I think he had a taillight out. The trooper was going to give him a ticket. And they said, no, I'm not going to give you a ticket. I'm going to give you a warning. Kid said, well, thanks. That just makes my day. And he went to bend down to look at his taillight. At the same time, some truck flying down the highway just ripped the whole side of his Camaro off.
Oh, boy.
Right there in front of the trooper.
Oh,
and he just turns around at the trooper's camera, and his shoulders drop, and he just goes, his hands fly up. I mean, it was.
I saw that.
Without a word, it was hilarious.
Not for him.
Not for him.
A good day gone bad.
Yeah, not for him. It wasn't hilarious. Jim, thank you.
You betcha.
I love those dash cam videos. And I'm amazed at how many people will fly down the road and hit a police car that's got somebody pulled over.
Yeah.
How do you not see that? And I don't know. I make an effort to get over to the left when I see a cop car. But, hey, not everybody apparently is that smart. APG, all pain gone. That's not what it really stands for. It stands for Associated Physicians Group. Now, if you go to their website, you will see when the seminars come up for the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. You'll see them listed and where they are and what time they are. So I encourage you to go to that site. If you can't remember the site, apgpain.com, you can always go to frankopinion.com, enter the site, and click on sponsors. These folks are in the physical therapy and pain management business. It's a big business. And the reason it's a big business is people get hurt. People have things happen, young people, middle-aged people, old people. They break things, they hurt things, they strain things. Sometimes they're told they need surgery, and sometimes they really don't. Sometimes they're told they need pain medication for the rest of their lives. Sometimes they really don't. They just need good physical therapy or pain management, and that's what these people provide. In O'Fallon, Swansea, Edwardsville, and Maryville, Illinois, and in Creve Coeur, they offer the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. They offer it some of those other places, too, but that's the only service they offer in Creve Coeur. Go to their site, and if you're in pain, see if maybe these people might be able to help you. There's a very good chance they will. APGPain.com. 4 o'clock for the Big 550. King Carlos.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Remember how happy you were when you looked at your 401k balance during the second quarter? Probably not a great idea to